Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound. And you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
The sweet sounds of Kevin Bloody Wilson. Good morning to you on a Friday, but definitely Wednesday somewhere because we get this done on time because we're professional. We make time in our schedule to come to you and bring you round six of the AFL 2021 Premiership season. It is Hump Day with Swanee and friends. I'm Samantha Richards, Ralph Horowitz and Dane Swan joining us to give you an insight into this round of football. Lads, how are you doing today?
Bright and early, Sam.
It is early, isn't it?
Yeah, very early.
We do what we have to do for the early people.
That's right.
Sacrifices all round. Dane, you've had a busy week.
I've had a busy week. Hope everyone enjoyed the fill-up that I gave them last weekend. I've had a busy week. This week and grand final week are the two probably busiest weeks of the year. So it's nice to have a filled up on the weekend. I've had a little bit of a fill-up this week. Obviously, just starting to heat up. So, it's a very nice week. It's the only week anyone ever gives a fuck about me anymore because I went okay on Anzac Day a couple of times.
Got a couple of medals, I believe, for the pool room.
I do. I know where one of them is. I don't know where one of them are. But yes, it's nice. I watch Fox Footy a lot more this week as well for some reason. it's rare. It just happens to be flicked on a few more times, which is quite nice. But, yeah, it's a nice week.
And, Ralph, our bets did all right. Had some good feedback.
We're seeing them very well. We don't normally talk before we start recording, but as Swanee said, it's getting a bit tougher to find value, but we think we can because we back ourselves.
Absolutely. Well, let's get into it. Round six, the first game is happening Friday night. Greater Western Sydney are hosting the Western Bulldogs up there in Sydney. GWS are paying $3.20. Western Bulldogs, not surprisingly, $1.35. The line is 19.5 and the over-unders is 154.5. Ralph.
I feel a bit sorry for Leon Cameron. You'd be backing the GWS against 10 to 12 different sides this week, but not against the Western Bulldogs. They're just on fire. They're playing such pure footy. And I think they're just a good anchor bet. You don't want to be betting against sides that are in this type of form, Western Bulldogs. If Kelly doesn't get that goal, what do they say about GWS? It's probably $3.60. So it could have gone either way, that Sydney GWS game, ditto the week before. So they're playing well for their coach again, but Western Bulldogs are just playing such good footy. So anchor for Maldives. I do think 154 seems very, very small amount of points to be scored the way these sides are now free-flowing. So I think an over for a bit more value is the 154.5 total points.
Dane, you've got a wry smile on your face at the moment.
Oh, well, this is one of those games where the Bulldogs are due to lose.
Well, this is math.
This is math science. The Bulldogs and we'll get to Melbourne, which is my bet of the week in that game. But this is one of these games where, man, the more Bulldogs win, the closer they are to losing. It's a scientific fact. So they've won five in a row. They've been up for a long time. Now, there's no rhyme or reason why they should lose this game, but I just have a feeling in me waters. I'm gonna take the 19.5 start with GWS. I'm not game enough to pick him outright, but for a bit of value, I do like the over two. And this we are doing this on a Friday, even though it is Wednesday somewhere. But I haven't checked. I don't check the weather. If it's going to be rainy, it's going to be all right. If it's a normal night footy, no huge winds, or it's just I like the over as well. But I nearly picked the rest of my footy tips this week because I forgot to put a couple in the other week, and now I'm down to third because I forgot about the Thursday night game. Yeah, I know. But yeah, so GWS with the start for me. And listen, I will not be surprised if they win because the Dogs will not go undefeated and they will lose the game at some stage. And it is getting closer.
Is this the game the Bulldogs lose? We will see. Moving on to the next game, Geelong are hosting the West Coast Eagles. This is an interesting one. It's down at Kardinia Park, $1.54 to Geelong, $2.49 to West Coast. The line is 10.5, and the over-unders is 159.5. Dane, how do you see this one playing out?
Well, this is a very tough one. Well, the thing that screams out to me is the under total points. Geelong refuse to move the ball forward, and West Coast are a bit the same. So the under screams out to me. I really want to take West Coast outright win. But I'm going to Geelong. West Coast have got to go from Perth, and they've got to get on a bus all the way down to Geelong. It could be freezing in Melbourne tomorrow. Is it tomorrow?
Yeah, Saturday.
So I'm giving Geelong one more chance. I'm going to take them with a 10.5 start. Jeremy Cameron back, I think, is he?
He is, yep.
I'm going to give him one more chance, but the under is what I want.
So what are you saying? You want to back Geelong?
No. What?
Geelong are favourites.
Yeah, I know. But, like, I think West Coast – no, at the line, this is.
Right. So you think Geelong will cover the line, or you say West Coast?
Well, I think West Coast should win this game outright. But
2.49.
I know, but I'm going with Geelong at the line.
Ralph, if you're listening to Dane, work out what makes sense and then go with the other thing. And then you'll know what he's talking about.
if you just give me these games without like odds, I would have said West Coast should be favored in this game.
Mm. Yes.
I would have thought so.
But looking at it, I just think I'm giving Geelong one more chance to prove that they can beat a good side. And what I think about Geelong, West Coast have to get on a plane, and then they have to get on a bus, drive 1.5 hours to Geelong. The ground could be a shit day. What's the weather?
It's going to be a shit day.
Well, then, so the unders really comes into play. So unders probably my first bet. But if I had to bet the line, I'm taking Geelong -10.5 with absolutely no confidence whatsoever because I think West Coast will win. So figure that out.
Great. Thank you. I hope you listen.
Remember those science experiments where the kerosene tin just goes like that? That's my brain listening to that.
Ralph, do you have something more?
The unders
sensible.
Is a great bet. 159.5, unders, very, very good bet. They're not going to score 160 points, these two sides.
Righto. Yep. Well, I'm glad we got that one out of the way because that was a bit of a schmozzle, but we got there in the end. The next game, same time, Saturday afternoon, 1:45, Gold Coast hosting Sydney. Gold Coast, $2.14, and Sydney are paying $1.71. The line is 5.5, and the over-under is 172.5. These odds look a little bit strange to me, Ralph.
I'm channeling Dano from last week when he looked at the Port game and said, how come they're only 6 points start against Carlton? why is Sydney only 6 points start against Sydney, the Gold Coast? The Gold Coast, there's lots of different ways of looking at it. I prefer looking at it this way. They're no good. So Sydney, $1.70 in your multis. I know they've got injuries, and maybe that also means that the under 172.5 of this, two sides are going to kick 172.5. I wouldn't think so.
No, they're not.
So that's a good bet, the under. But I'll be careful about the line only because I think it's going to be a shutdown game, so I'm more keen about the under points. And Sydney for the multis, they're not going to lose to the Gold Coast.
Dane.
I'm with you on the unders, Ralph. I haven't done some research, but I'm sure the Gold Coast aren't kicking 100 points a game. Positive of it. Let's have a look. They've kicked 56, 59, 85, and I can't see even and I kick 98, but that's against North. So everyone kicks 100 against North.
Yeah, doesn't count.
So, yeah, exactly. So, so they're kicking 60. That means Sydney are going to have to kick 110, which I don't believe. So the under is a good bet. I'm actually taking the Gold Coast to win. I think they're due.
What? Are you okay this morning, Dane? Is it lack of sleep?
I slept okay. But it is 8 in the morning. But, Sydney, I think Sydney's bubbles burst. I don't think Sydney are going to make the 8. Does anyone here think Sydney are going to make the 8?
No.
Yeah. No. So I think they're on the slide. Buddy's out.
I think they'll make the top 17, though.
So will Gold Coast. But I'm going to take the 5.5 points. I'm going to take the line just in case. So Gold Coast for the line for me with not a lot of confidence, but this is a game. That's a game where you're not no one's watching this game unless you barrow for the Gold Coast or Sydney. Really,
or Super Coach.
Or you're invested, obviously, like us.
Correct. It's on at the same time as that Geelong West Coast game, so there's no chance people will be tuning in.
Two pretty boring games. I should get down to St Kilda City and watch me play the Peanut Farm.
Back to you.
Good Lord. The next game, Saturday afternoon, Carlton are hosting Brisbane. Carlton are paying $2.12. Brisbane are paying $1.73. The line is only 5.5, and the over-unders is 173.5. Dane, Carlton or Brisbane in this one?
Carlton need to give something in this game. They need to, but I don't think they are. I just don't think they're good enough. So I like Brisbane here at the line. What is it? What's the line? It's 5.5.
5.5,
Yeah, Brisbane, is it the MCG?
At Marvel.
At Marvel, yeah.
At Marvel, yeah. Quick deck, Brisbane for me. I don't think, yeah. Well, the better of the week was against Carlton last week. They're not just the better of the week, but I think Brisbane win. I think Brisbane win easily. They beat Collingwood there, and Collingwood are a much better side than Carlton. They seem to handle Eddie had okay or Marvel okay. I think they get the job done.
Ralph.
Brisbane, if they want to be a top four side, where they should be.
Yeah, well, we'll find out for sure if it's proper form. They obviously beat Brisbane in the wet at the home ground, and then before that they had excusable defeats. I think the bet here is the overs. The Carlton's only chance, and I think there's a blowtorch factor. I don't know if you believe in it or not, Swanee, but Carlton being smashed all week in the media, that they should rebound. And their only chance of beating Brisbane is to score goals, and Brisbane are very good at scoring goals. So I think over 173 points, even though that's still a big score, and Marvel, under the roof, they're going to just fly. So I think that's probably the bet. Don't want to – even though something tells me Carlton's value, but do you want to lose money on Carlton? Same. Never, ever, ever. So just the over's 173.5.
So there's a tip for you.
There's something telling me that Carlton win this game. Somehow, because they've been hammered from pillar, because it is a real thing. Like, you get hammered from pillar to post in the media all week, and the players are like, we're not going to fucking cop this again. The old famous line in the sand game. This is like, boys, we need to fucking dig our heels in here and have a crack. So, I wouldn't bet this game with a lot of confidence, but obviously, we bet every game. So,
but do it responsibly,
obviously.
I still think Brisbane can, because you can have a gallant loss. Like, they can say, fuck that, you know what, look, they tried a bit harder, they did that, they showed some improvement, but Brisbane are just a better side, which we all know. So I still think Brisbane cover the goal difference.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot maybe your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
All right, well, let's move on to Ralphie's team. The Melbourne Demons are taking on the Richmond Tigers. It's $2.10 for Melbourne to $1.74 to Richmond. The line is 5.5, and the over-unders is 157.5. Ralph, will your boys get up again?
I think they can, because Richmond, now this doesn't matter if Melbourne gets beaten by 100 points, what I'm about to say, but Richmond are priced on what they've done the past 3 years, and in September. So on the now, Melbourne's value, because Melbourne are playing great footy at their absolute best, and Richmond are what they do every year. They're playing good, but they're going to play better later in the year. So I think at the now, Melbourne is the value head-to-head. I think they can win, but, you know, there's no point having value if you lose money. But I do think at a small bet, Melbourne is of appeal, and I'm not talking with my heart. I'm talking with my head. Obviously, my heart says I want them to win, but I think their footy is really good. And the dumbest thing in the footy media you hear is, who have they beaten? After 5 wins in a row, you've beaten enough and you're playing well.
Dane, you concur?
I disagree. Oh. Yeah, I disagree. listen, I do believe in Melbourne. I think they're going to be very good. So I think they'll finish top six side. I don't think they've played anyone, but I do think they're the really steal. To win 5 in a row, you have to be a good side no matter who you play against. But Richmond live, as we know, to play well in big games. Anzac Day Eve, the whole world, like people from Japan, USA.
On a Wednesday.
Yeah, Russia. They're all sitting down watching this game. Everyone said this is a bigger game than Collingwood Essendon. And I noticed Nathan Jones is 300. It's a guy named Dustin Martin's 252. And from what we know of him, he does like to play well in big games. And this and probably Dreamtime at the G are their two biggest games of the year, apart from the finals they play in. Richmond minus 5.5 is stealing. They win this game. Yeah.
Put that quote down.
Yeah. Now, listen, Melbourne could prove me wrong and they could go on to win the flag this year. This will be the moment where I go, okay, well, there's no excuses for either side now. They're both pretty fit and firing. Massive game. The whole footballing world's watching them. So I just can't see how Richmond lose this event. You know, I reckon they're 3-4 goals better. And I think that's what will happen. So there's two locks of the week for me, and that's the first one and the first leg of my multi.
We'll lock those bets in, and then we'll just quickly get a touch on the market on Ralph staying for the full game, being that it is a big game. Will he stay the whole time or will he leave at halftime, Dane?
Don't worry, I'm leaving that early. I'm not even going, so you can save your money there.
There you go.
You're not going?
No, I've got to do my Flemington form. Ralphie.com.au. Thank you.
Far too busy. Moving on to the next game, we head over to the West where Fremantle Dockers are hosting the North Melbourne Kangaroos. Fremantle are paying $1.08 and North Melbourne are paying a whopping $8.50. The line is 43.5 and the over-unders is 162.5. Ralph.
How are these two sides going to score 162 points? And I like that North are starting to believe in themselves a little bit against Geelong. And Freo are just going to try and control the game. So even if they get on a roll and bend North over, well, then they have to score a huge score just to cover that line. So I think the bet, if you are having a bet here, is under 162 points.
Dane.
Yeah, I looked at this thing this morning when I was well. So this total score would be about 140 here. Yeah. 160. Well, when I was in Fox Footy the other day, I was and now seen a couple of boys. Now they went to the North Geelong game. They said North game plan was just to get it out from the centre, kick to the boundary, and just have boundary throw-ins and stuff. And Freo just like to hold the ball. So the under, I don't know. This is also Ralph. This is your classic throw-in Freo multi-builder at $1.08.
No question.
Something that you love. So
I think every bookmaker would encourage people to do that.
Pop them in for $1.08. If you were betting at the line, I'd stay away from the line unless you break for one of these two sides. But if I had to have a bet, which I won't be at the line, I'd probably take Freo over there with 7 goals.
Wonderful
woman. But with 0 comp.
We're moving on to Sunday now. Hawthorne are hosting Adelaide. Hawthorne $1.64, Adelaide $2.26. The line is only 8.5, and the over-unders is, again, 167.5. Dane, who will take home the chocolates between Hawthorne and Adelaide?
Hawthorne. Adelaide's bubble has also burst. They started off well, very young list. Yeah, that's it for them. They'll be sliding down the ladder at an alarming rate. Yeah, Hawthorne win this game, I think. They're not very good, but Adelaide are worse. And I think Alistair Clark will figure something out. They're in my multi. I'll just take him just to win. What are they, $1.60? What did you say they were, $1.60, $1.70 or something?
$1.64.
Yep. So just I'll go through my multi again. But, yeah, Hawthorne to win for me.
Wonderful, Ralph.
All that, can't add anything.
Fair enough. Moving on to the big one. Collingwood Football Club are taking on the Essendon Football Club in the big Anzac Day clash. $1.75 to Collingwood, $2.10 to Essendon, 4.5 for the line, and 167.5 for the over-unders. Dane, as we've mentioned, you've played a few of these games, and they are one of the biggest ones on the calendar. Who is going to win this game on Sunday?
I genuinely believe Collingwood win this game. At the line, I think their top end talent's better than Richmond, better than Essendon's top end talent, and I think that'll get the job done. I think Brody Grundy will have an enormous day in the ruck with the Draper out, and I think guys like Penderbury and stuff just play well in big games. On this day, and now whether it's just my blind hatred for Essendon or it's my love for Collingwood, I don't know what it is, but. I genuinely believe the Pies get this done by more than a goal. So that's my other bet of the week. And I've tipped against them twice this year, and they've both come up right. I'm happy to pick against them when I think they're going to lose, but I genuinely think they're just a bit better than Essendon. I don't think they're much better than Essendon, but I think they're just a bit better than Essendon. I think if they both play at their best, Collingwood would adjust a little bit better, which is why I'm taking them. -5.5.
Ralph, is Dane making any sense?
Well, of course he is. I do think he's been drinking the Kool-Aid this week, doing this because of course he's been given of himself at the.
I was also down there, and they guaranteed me a win.
So I know you never stop giving, and I think it's rubbed off on you a bit. Now, Essendon's a value, but it's again a bit like the Demons. I think it's a small confidence set up here. Because, you know, they're entitled to sort of have a bad day against Brisbane in the wet, away, after two really good games. If Mason Cox plays, I'm really confident about Essendon. The big injuries to good players are so hard to overcome. So I think Essendon's a value, but small confidence.
Well, we move on to the final game of the round. We see Port Adelaide hosting St Kilda. Port paying $1.21. St Kilda, $4.45. The line is 27.5 and the over-unders is 168.5. Ralph, which way is this one going to fall? It's in Adelaide, Port versus St Kilda.
Yeah, I'd like Zach Jones back for St Kilda. A bit of hardness, and as Swanee said about Carlton earlier this week, St Kilda have also copped the blowtorch. The market's moved a lot on 1 week, St Kilda's bad week. Last week, you know, smashed open by Richmond. But if they were coming off that West Coast win the week before, you know, you're probably looking at a $3.50 versus a $1.30 game. So I do think at the line, I like them. And back to trade, and by that I mean that St Kilda at 4.45, I think during the game they're going to be shorter at some stage. So if you're interested in backing the trade, which means you don't have to get the win, you just have to wait until they're shorter than 4.45 and then arbitrage, which I quite like doing, I think that's not a bad value proposition.
Dane.
This game, it's a tough one. I'm just going to take Port to win because they're the last leg of my multi, so you can sit back, relax, and you don't have to worry about what are they, $1.50 or something?
$1.20.
Oh, they're $1.20. Okay, I thought they were higher than that. You just buff them in the win so you can sit back, relax, and don't have to stress about them getting a 5-goal start. But if I was obviously backing, I don't know the weather in Port, but if it's a nice, this is always on if it's a nice day for footy. If it's pissing down rain, take the unders. But I'll take the over total points. in this game, I think.
Good weather in Adelaide.
Yeah. So we'll take Port into the over. That's your multi. That's your bet for that week, for that game.
Well, that's all the games. But Ralph, can we just touch on your clarify your multi for the listeners and give us a best bet for this round?
All right, my multi is Bulldogs Sydney Hawthorn to win, and with two under bets, so under total points. Geelong West Coast game under 160 points, and Freo Kangas game under 162 points. That's $13.38 according to sports bet odds. So they're Western Bulldogs, Sydney Hawthorn to win, the unders in the Geelong West Coast and Freo Kangas game. If you're having a punt on racing, Colding each way and Pesto each way at Caulfield. Colding's in Sydney in the Big All Age Stakes.
Wonderful. Do you have a best bet?
What's your best bet, Ralph?
Best bet.
My best bet in footy?
Yeah.
Western Bulldogs, Sydney, Hawthorn, multi.
Great.
That's your best bet. Okay. Yep. So my best bets, I couldn't split them, are Richmond and the Pies at the line. My multi is obviously them two, Richmond at the line, Pies at the line, and just Hawthorn and Port to win. So you're going to have to wait for Saturday night. You have to wait for the last game to get your collect, which you'd rather go out on a Sunday night with a collect and get it early and put it all back in. So I've done you a favour, and I've said, listen, we'll just wait till Saturday night to start the winning. And then, so that's about $8, I think, with a boost, $8.50 with a boost. So you're welcome.
Well, thank you very much, both of you, for your insight and your time and your wisdom. It's been another episode of Swanee and Friends, and it's round 6 of the AFL Premiership season. If you're having a flutter, please do so responsibly, and we'll see you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.